common areas downstairs were planned.
It was a scorching hot weekend, and only a handful of the homes were finished. Nonetheless, thousands of people have come up to the Cannery, a new housing project in Davis.
You know, hopefully that kind of shows you how it's laid out.
Like many housing developments, the Cannery has bike paths and big fields for kids to play on. But what really sets the Cannery apart is the 7.5-acre farm, where residents can learn about farming, buy fresh produce, and admire the pastoral backdrop.
Even the landscaping is edible. Life tastes better here.
Livia Hamra was looking through one of the homes with her sister.
That barn, when you first enter, it just gives you a warm, wonderful feeling. I just love the whole concept of what they have with the farm. I just love that idea.
Developers say after years of offering golf courses and swimming pools, customers are looking for something new. And in California, rural living, or at least the trappings of it, are what homebuyers are increasingly looking for.
In 30 years of building homes, I've never had the opportunity to build a barn before.
Kevin Carson is with the New Home Company, which developed the Cannery. Homes at the Cannery range from $400,000 to $1 million.
Buyers were looking for sustainability.
The whole idea of living in an area where a farm is producing local food was also attractive to them.
At the same time, Carson says while they might be into the idea of farming, he doesn't expect anyone to quit their day job. Let's face it, residents will probably be posting more farm pics on Facebook than actually farming.
The farm is the new golf course.
Mary Kimball is the president of Center for Land-Based Learning, which will be partnering with the Cannery to help run the farm. Her organization will have two or three UC Davis students to work the land and turn it into a money-making business.
We want it to be a farm that is able to sustain itself over time.
The new home company will help underwrite the farm's first 3 years of operations and pay for educational workshops for residents.
It is not a community farm in the aspect of people being able to kind of come in and walk the rows and harvest and kind of do what they would like to do at any time, day or night.
Davis isn't the only city where developers are opening agri-hoods. In South Orange County, there's Rancho Mission Viejo. It's a 23,000-acre working ranch with cattle, and it's also one of California's largest growers of lemons. There are 1,500 residents on the ranch.
It's that millennial generation who's enjoying that culinary experience.
That's Amaya Gennaro with Rancho Mission Viejo in Orange County. They've been experimenting with community farming, and she says they're expecting to woo millennials with the second agri-hood they just opened. Currently, Rancho Mission Viejo provides its residents with moon hikes, falconry, astronomy, and ecology classes.
They're kind of dubbed the foodie generation, and they want to really eat healthy. They want to teach their children to eat healthy and also really to teach their children, you know, even where food comes from.
Developers in Santa Clara and Sacramento have also proposed agri-hoods there. And as popularity of the agri-hood expands, so do the amenities that they offer.
We're going to have a few chickens, which is really kind of cool.
I'm Jessica Plotchek.